said, "Y'all take your flowers to the yard." So I give him a flower line, the two of them. He loved that plant. Look at it. I said, "You take it home now." He said, "So and so, you ought to drop it." No, no, man, man. Then he bought you too. You got to go. You might think it's a joke. That man was something. Why he get through, that's why he leave.
He was a Baptist?
He was a Baptist. I said, "Well, is you a deacon?" He said, "Hell, she's so and so and so. Back in that field, they ain't doing nothing to the other man." I think you know that something.
And yet you didn't have indoor plumbing either, did you?
Did what?
Indoor plumbing.
No.
Oh, no, no.
You had what you call a...
Who, my brother?
No, yeah, what'd you have to go to the toilet in?
To what?
To use the bathroom at. What'd
come
you
on,
have?
Come
what
on.
What the devil? You had that outdoors. If it rained, you get wet for you. Sometimes it goes... It's a big slip. Now, that's the truth, yeah. Cousin T.T. with that before I moved. She went over there and I thought it was an old lady, too. And when she went to that commode and she turned and looked at it, big the woman running, skin her leg. My God Almighty, everywhere you turn, they got snake in that bathroom, that in that commode back there. Well, that was a fact. One was up under the house. Tell you what that idea. And I had a shotgun. Was I there that day? I don't know. I heard that gunshot. No, it's a boy, her nephew. That son of a gun was about that big, right up from the kitchen. All right, they killed him. Another time I was over there going toward the front, and I heard my gun. Bow! You know, that's 410. I said, "I wonder who shoot that gun." My brother killed one in the chicken mess. My wife was feeling to go pick up egg sheets. She left everything. Another day, mean that same boy working that farm, nobody, they call him T.O.D., he plumb off him.
Is it?
That place is full of crazy people that were you might think I'm joking. Me and him went to the faucet, washing his hands. And he's a slow man. We going into the house, go eat supper. Now he about to put his foot on a snake. So what I done, the snake was trying to make it on the house. I said, "That snake get down to the house, I said, I'm getting out." But I grabbed that blade and I threw that snake between his legs. Boy, that man was straight there. "Look at that snake!" Well, I cut the snake in two. All right. But you don't know. Man, they had some snake that hard. They went to church one night, and I was laying down in the bed to the Baptist church with my hand this way smoking my pipe, had my rat trap, you know, my mice traps, and I was just catching some of mice. Them thing Daniel, they'd bite you at night. And I seen something done that. Against the chimney, you know. And then I seen nothing more. Well, I know, I talked to the man. When they come from church, her and my other daughter, I had my head this way to the wall. They broke and run out of the room, and me fell, you remember that? I said, "What's the matter with you?" "Papa's a snake in the ship of Rotor." Oh, I said, "Well, he can't stay in your mean him, and somebody got to leave this house." Well, I took that iron poker, you know what you, now you're fine. I kept it. Hunt for my gun there, hide my gun. Because I said everything on fire there. Now, I had to laugh, but I was mad too. I took my foot, I put it this way. You might think it's a joke. Had my head this way. And my youngest daughter, just about like the youngest girl that she got there, she took my belt out of my pants and took that belt and brought it right straight across my neck. "Mister, me, mattress, pillow, everything fell to the floor." And I thought it was a snake, but it was her doing that. And they bust out and left. I sat outside that bed. I saw no one thing. I'm going to see this tomorrow. You might think it's a joke, so I went to Mr.